For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The effort to rescue the last 8 boys and their soccer coach from a cave complex in Thailand is expected to resume soon after the divers get some rest. So far, 4 boys were successfully guided through the flooded caves. It's a difficult and risky journey. The BBC's Sophie Long is outside the cave opening.
In the last few minutes, we've seen about 20 or 30 Thai military people coming out. They were in their uniforms but wearing hard hats and lights, so they'd obviously been working inside the cave. The Operation Earnest, that was suspended at 9 p.m. local last night. We're told it should get underway soon, largely so they could refill air tanks and so the divers could rest.
Authorities are saying it could take as much as 3 or 4 days to complete the rescue. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo appealed for North Korea's leadership to follow Vietnam's path in overcoming past hostilities with the United States. Pompeo said these words during a stop in Hanoi.
In light of the once unimaginable prosperity and partnership we have with Vietnam today, I have a message for Chairman Kim Jong-un. President Trump believes your country can replicate this path. It's yours if you'll seize the moment. The miracle can be yours. It can be your miracle in North Korea as well.
California firefighters battling several destructive wildfires are getting some relief in the forecast as the National Weather Service's temperatures will be cooling. CAL FIRE Information Officer Lynette Round.
Right now we have over 6,000 firefighters out working on the fires throughout California. That includes our air resources and ground resources working diligently through the high heat, dry, windy conditions.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
More than 200 people have been sickened after eating fresh Del Monte produce vegetable trays. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention saying that cases of cyclosporiasis have been found in Iowa, Michigan, Minnesota, and in Wisconsin, and they could still crop up in other states before this is all over. Most of the trays, which included broccoli, cauliflower, and carrots, were bought at Quick Trip and Quick Star stores in those aforementioned states. The infection can cause stomach issues and fever. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Turkey dismissed more than 18,000 state employees, citing alleged ties to terror organizations as part of a purge related to a failed coup in 2016. A list of individuals, including nearly 9,000 police officers, more than 6,000 military personnel, and about 1,000 employees from the Justice Ministry, was published in Turkey's official gazette, stating they were dismissed for their alleged links to organizations which act against national security. But no organizations were named in the emergency decree. But government authorities have targeted sympathizers of the Kurdistan Workers' Party. Turkey has fired more than 125,000 people since the failed coup, while also introducing emergency rule and placing restrictions on the media. For USA Radio News.